Hello, I am Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025, and here's your daily financial services news wrap. Our Australian stock market has experienced a significant drop, spurred on by U.S. President Donald Trump's recent remarks on inflation. Both the ASX 200 and all ordinaries registered a half-point drop yesterday. Investors have pivoted towards safer assets such as gold, which saw a surge. Tech stocks took a hit, with businesses like WiseTech and banks like Commonwealth Bank of Australia and Westpac feeling the brunt. While the tech and banking sector suffered, gold and silver mining stocks saw a boost, emphasizing the merits of strategic asset diversification in times of uncertainty. Harvey Norman is one firm on the rise, thanks to AI-driven sales forecasts. In other news, Austal has announced significant leadership changes. Analysts advise keeping a close eye on federal actions and their potential impact on global markets. On to regulatory matters now. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has launched a court case against Equity Trustees Superannuation Limited. This landmark case hinges on alleged due diligence failures associated with the Shield Master Fund and could have investor implications to the tune of over $130 million. This case sends a strong signal about the prevailing regulatory focus on vigilant superannuation management and the expectations of trustee entities. Meanwhile, the housing market is teetering on the brink of significant changes. The proposed homebuyer scheme by the Labor government has analysts predicting potential price hikes of up to $90,000 next year. Despite criticism surrounding the scheme's potential inflation effects, Housing Minister Claire O'Neill remains optimistic about the projected $1.5 billion savings in lenders' mortgage insurance, or LMI. Lastly, the state of New South Wales is revisiting its compulsory third-party insurance and lifetime care schemes. The state's upper house has initiated a comprehensive review aimed at increasing the efficiency of these critical schemes for the benefit of all residents. That's all for today's Financial Services Online News Wrap. Stay informed, stay ahead, and for more comprehensive coverage, head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au.